Welcome to
Animal Adventures,
the podcast that brings you animal facts, animal jokes, real life animal encounters, and a riddle
riddles.
You never let me forget the riddles. A riddle for next week's episode.
You can't forget the riddles.
Yep. Last week we learned about worms. What do we got this week, Campbell?
Wasps.
Wasps are pretty intimidating little creatures, huh?
I have a shout out.
You have a shout out first. Let's get that out of the way. Go ahead.
Danny got a shout out in last episode. He gets a shout out in this episode too. He got the riddle right. He guessed wasps, and he has the encounter for today.
Oh, so he'll be joining us later in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. All right, Campbell. What do we know about wasps?
Well,
I've been stung by a wasp.
Yes, I have.
You've been stung by wasps, too. I remember you got stung in the eye one time when you were probably like 3 years old.
Yes.
You were a trooper about that.
If you heard wasps living in hives, actually most wasps don't live in hives.
Where do they live?
Alone.
Alone. So, yeah, so there's two types of wasps, right? There's solitary wasps, right? Mm-hmm. And social wasps,
mm-hmm.
right? And most wasps are solitary wasps.
Mm-hmm.
So they make their own little homes or nests or whatever in the ground or...
Yes.
Yep. And then some of them are social, though, and they make...
Noises.
Nests and noises and whatever
buzzy,
else.
Buzzy
noises, right? Do you want to hear what an angry wasp sounds like?
Let's do it.
All right, let's see what an angry wasp sounds like.
Yeah.
Here we go. I think we've all probably heard this. And normally, when I hear that noise around my ear, I start swatting and going wild and flailing my arms and everything else. But do wasps do anything good for people? Are they helpful anyway?
They're pollinators.
Like bees?
Yeah,
like bees. But I think bees are maybe more efficient pollinators, but wasps are still important pollinators, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? What else do they do that's helpful?
Well, they take care of pests.
Yeah, so like sometimes farmers will actually deploy wasps because they kill crop pests like caterpillars and white moths and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
What do wasps eat, though?
Well, pollen and nectar. And going back to the pollinating fact, did you know that wasps are the only pollinators of figs?
Oh, so the fig crop depends on wasps.
Yes, no wasps, no figs.
And where do wasps live?
Everywhere.
Pretty much everywhere, right? Except for where?
Antarctica.
Except for Antarctica, where it's too cold, but... So, not a lot that lives down there, right?
It's either being stung or pretty much freezing to death.
Yeah, yeah. So some wasps get pretty big, right? What are some of the biggest wasp species?
The murderer hornet, a.k.a. Asian giant hornet.
Asian giant hornet? I bet a sting from one of those wouldn't feel too good.
Oh, boy. And even worse... They hunt in groups.
Oh, they're social wasps, huh?
Yes.
And then what about, we were talking about the tarantula hawk, which does not sound like a wasp at all.
It's not a hawk. Spoiler alert.
It's not a wasp. It's a type of wasp, right? But tell us a little bit about how it gets its name, the tarantula hawk.
Well, the hawk part. Sorry, guys, can't explain that for you, but the tarantula part, I'll do. So, tarantula hawk goes out of her burrow in search of prey. When she finds the tarantula's burrow, she triggers the tripwire made out of the spider's silk. The tarantula thinks it's a cricket scurrying by. So it tries to get out. The tarantula hawk rips open the door and stings the tarantula. Then she drags it back to its burrow and lays a single egg on it. But then the tarantula is still alive. The egg hatches, and the larva starts eating the tarantula alive. It tries to not eat important organs to keep the tarantula alive for as long as possible.
To keep the meat fresh? Is that why?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's interesting. I read that too.
And
that's interesting.
And a few months later, a new wasp emerges.
Like a full-grown one?
A full-grown wasp emerges from the burrow, ready to start the process all over again.
But the full-grown wasps don't, like, eat up the tarantula, right? They
Nope.
They eat more like flower nectar, things like that, right? Mm-hmm. But the larvae will feed on the tarantula and then grow into a full-grown wasp.
Another fact, I have another fact about larvae.
Sure.
This is also our crazy fun fact of the day.
Cool.
Okay. Did you know that in the winter, some species of hornets actually take live larvae out of their cells and leave them outside the colony to die?
Why?
In the fall. I think it's like because it's only like most of the larvae, some are in there, but I think it's because like there's not enough food.
Okay, so it's like making sure they're preserving the group as much as possible?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's maybe necessary, but sounds kind of cruel from our perspective, right?
Awfully strange thing to do. Also considering the queen laid the hornets that dumped the larva out, but she also laid the larva. The wasps are dumping their young brothers and sisters out of the colony.
Oh, wow. So what about paper wasps? What are paper wasps?
Well, they have nothing to do with paper. They're not made out of paper, and they don't like to eat paper. But their nests are made out of a paper-like substance that's really made out of their wood and their saliva.
Oh. Yeah, I've seen those before. And so they'll set those up like in the eaves of your house or wherever, really, right? Wherever they can find a good spot.
Or if you're unlucky, maybe your car, which has happened.
I'm sure it has. Hey, so what's the difference between like a wasp and a hornet or like a yellow jacket? Are those different things or the same things?
So, before we start that, it's a kind of related fact. This fact is all hornets are wasps, but not all wasps are hornets.
Right. So a hornet is a type of wasp.
Yeah.
And what about a yellow jacket? Is that a wasp?
Yep.
Oh, okay. It's just...
And yellow jackets aren't a specific species. It's just any wasp, the non-hornet type of wasp, that's yellow and black is just considered a yellow jacket.
Interesting.
Okay, now back to the differences of wasps and bees. Wasps have a thin waist.
Okay, yep.
Difference number two. Wasps have less hair on their bodies. Number three, bees are fatter than wasps.
Yep.
Number four,
or rounder.
Yeah. Wasps have more venom than bees.
Yeah, I mean, they're paralyzing a tarantula.
Wasps of them are more aggressive.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Any other wasp facts that you got there, Campbell, before we move on to jokes?
Let's see here. I think I do. Wasp nests actually don't survive the winter.
Yeah. The only wasp that survives it, for a social wasp, the only one that survives the winter is the queen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the other wasps just die, so they live for about a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a little less than a year, I guess.
Well, they're glad they're not bees because worker bees only live for a month.
Yeah. And this is also interesting that wasps, unlike bees, most bees, if they sting you, they're going to die because their stinger is...
Most bees, only one species.
The honeybee.
Yeah.
But their stinger is barbed, right? And so when they pull out of you, it rips their stinger off and they usually die.
But no, it rips their, their digestive system out.
Yeah, the stinger pulls them... Yeah, it damages their bodies so much that they generally die. But hornets or wasps, right? They don't... They have a stinger without barbs, and so they're able to sting multiple times.
Take it out.
Yeah.
They're able to take it out.
Interesting. All right, you got any wasp jokes, Campbell? Anything funny about wasps?
I guess so. I think
I got one. I'll lead off. So, what do wasps wear? We talked about how they die in the winter, but what do they wear when it starts to get cold?
Fleeces?
Yellow jackets.
Oh! Okay. What's a wasp's favorite book series?
I don't know.
The Lord of the Stings.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Any other wasp jokes?
Yes. Where do sick hornets go when they're sick?
Where do sick hornets go when they're sick?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you sure they're sick? Sick hornets when they're sick go to the...
That's kind of a... Joe, it's redundant. It's a funny joke without a punchline.
Right. Where do they go?
They go to the waspital.
Ah, the waspital.
Like the hospital.
Called the wambulance to go to the waspital.
Wambulance.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's great. So I think now that we've gone through the wasp jokes, the wasp facts, now we should call up Denny to get his wasp encounter.
Wait. First, I have a wasp encounter.
Ooh, okay. Tell us real quick.
Okay, so once when we were at our old house, I was we were on patio thing.
Yeah.
And
it was like it was a playroom in the back, and there was an exterior door that was open.
And the yellow jacket flew in, and I was like, "Where did they?" And then I was like, "Where did they go?" And then I felt something crawling on my forehead. It was the yellow jacket.
Yep.
And then it stung me in the eye.
Yeah, and part of it was I freaked out, and I think I slapped you in the face trying to kill the hornet, or trying to kill the yellow jacket, and I don't think I got the yellow jacket. It ran out, but
you got me.
So you got a sting to the eye, and you got a slap to the face, too.
By you.
Yeah, not cool. I don't know, I was worried you were going to get stung. You were little then. You were probably like 3. And so, yeah, I had a big reaction. All right, let's call up Denny and see what he's got to say.
Yeah. Oh, Denny just walked in the door. We don't have to do it at all.
So weird. Hi, Denny. How are you?
That's so very strange and creepy.
Okay. Hi. So
can you tell us about your wasp encounter, Denny?
Okay.
Yellow jackets.
So, basically, with my friend and family... I went on a hike in Blue Hills, and we got to this spot with, like, there was a dead tree that fell down.
Mm-hmm.
So we started playing on it, took a small break, and then my brother started to walk ahead a little, and all of a sudden he was crying. So my dad went to check on him, and then... what happened was he felt like something sting him. So he told us all to run. But then I just stood still because, like, in the past, I felt like lots of people told me, like, if I ever saw a bee, like, just stand still. If
sure.
I don't bother it.
Yeah, try to just leave it alone, right?
Yeah. So that's what I did. I stood still, but then eventually I did get stung too. I was crying a little.
How bad did it hurt, Denny? Was it really bad?
Well, it surprised me. So, yeah, kind of.
Yeah. So it was just, like, upsetting, right? Like, you weren't expecting it, and it was painful. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we cut, like, we were running back down the path the way we started. And, like, they kind of chased us.
Oh, they were chasing
you. They were chasing you?
I think, yeah.
So you must have really agitated these yellow jackets or whatever type of hornets,
yeah,
wasps they were.
I think they were yellow jackets.
Yeah.
So, so our friend's mom had this, like, thing that, like, sucked, like, anything, like, a bee stinger or, like, a, like, venom or anything else.
She just had it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Like, in a bag.
Oh, like, in, like, a first aid kit kind of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah. And what happened was, like, when we got home, our mom looked up some pictures of, like, types of bees, and I'm pretty sure she said something like, they looked most like yellow jackets.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. We were learning about how wasps and yellow jackets, which are a type of
wasp,
right?
Daddy, wait for him to listen to the episode.
What?
Wait for him to listen to the episode.
No, but this is part of it. We talked about earlier.
Wait for him to listen to the facts.
Oh,
don't teach him how.
Yeah. But it does make sense that it could have been yellow jackets. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting that they were so aggressive, because you guys probably just stirred them subtly and they were kind of in attack mode, right?
Hornets are usually more aggressive, so they must have been really upset.
Yeah. That is an amazing story. And so were you guys all okay afterwards?
Yeah, we were fine. After, we went to the park with the same friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were okay.
So who got stung the worst, would you say?
I don't know. My brother, I think, because he got stung twice.
Your brother? Yeah. And it swelled up the most?
His hand, like, was big and puffy.
I hear your brother right now, actually.
Yeah, it swelled up a lot.
Both of our brothers are annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it swelled up a lot. He was, like, I think, like, really scared or something.
Sure.
Like, it wouldn't feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Denny, that is a wild encounter. Do you have any advice for people if they come across or have those... if they have those, an encounter like that again?
Maybe, like, if your parents tell you to run, just run.
Just run. I like that. Cool. Thanks so much, Denny. Thanks for stopping by. That was awesome. All right, Campbell, why don't you tell us the riddle for next week?
So it's not really the riddle we usually do. It's just like a series of clues.
I live
in a stream. I'm slimy, and I have a scary name.
What am I? All right. Well, that's it for us this week at Animal
Adventures.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.